In January, demonstrators in Mexico converged on the capital to protest the spiraling cost of tortillas, a Mexican national staple made from corn. In response, the country's president, Felipe Calderón, signed an agreement to stabilize tortilla prices.
El objetivo de este acuerdo contiene 13 puntos concretos.
President Calderón says the 13-point agreement is aimed at protecting Mexican families and the economy from further price hikes on corn. Mexican tortilla prices have skyrocketed more than 700% since 1994. Experts say this is due in part to increased demand for corn to produce ethanol. Speaking at a recent Capitol Hill news conference in Washington, Daniel De La Torre Ugarte from the Agricultural Policy Analysis Center at the University of Tennessee warned that price hikes are but one effect of rising demand for corn. He says it can have consequences for agriculture as well.
Not only because jeopardizes food security in many countries, but because at the same time also creates an undue incentive to expand the production to areas that may not be suitable for the crop. So we are going to put undue pressure in the natural resources to try to respond with a larger production of corn.
Ugarte is not opposed to biofuels as such, nor is Alexandra Spieldag from the Institute for Agriculture and Trade Policy in Minneapolis, Minnesota. But Spieldag warns of the consequences of over-reliance on a single crop.
Corn monocropping is already eroding U.S. farmland. It's water-intensive, it increases the amounts of herbicides, it's not considered viable in the long term.
Spieldag adds, corn prices are not driven by ethanol alone. She says the North American Free Trade Agreement, or NAFTA, as well as U.S. farm subsidies have forced Mexico, a traditional corn exporter, to import the commodity from the United States. Former Mexican Congressman Victor Quintana says NAFTA has favored corporate agribusiness at the expense of poor Mexican farmers, who then seek a better living across the border.
Por cada contenedor de 30 toneladas
Quintana
de
says that for each 30-ton container of corn exported to Mexico, the United States receives 2 undocumented migrants from the Mexican countryside. Philip Levy, a former member of President Bush's Council of Economic Advisors and currently a scholar at the American Enterprise Institute in Washington, acknowledges the displacement of many Mexican farmers. But he says free trade has helped Mexico as a whole.
When you're talking about what's good or bad for a country in trade, you have to be careful, and we're seeing this in Mexico right now. If you were a producer of corn, no matter what the cause, high corn prices are welcome. You want it. If you were a consumer of corn, high corn prices are bad, and you don't want it.
Levy says the demand for ethanol could become so high that no American corn will be exported. This, he says, will encourage Mexican corn production to meet the demand for tortillas, so that in the end, free trade will provide consumers with food and fuel. And Philip Levy agrees with critics who caution that the rush toward ethanol must not come at the expense of the environment. Peter Fidinski, VOA News.